get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It is time to tee it up and talk a little golf. It's what we do every Sunday morning here on Tee to Green, the golf show from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Butenhoff, and we are talking golf coast to coast across America and around the world on the American Forces Network. Thank you for listening and making Tee to Green a part of your weekend. On the show today, promising golfers smaller clothing size, no hunger, plenty to eat, and the sublime feeling of lightly striding up the 18th fairway with legs as fresh as on the first tee. Veteran food and weight loss coach Larry Jacobs will present his latest Weight Loss for Golfers teleseminar series this coming week. And weight loss coach, fitness coach Larry Jacobs will join us on Tee to Green today. Maybe you're thinking about making some changes in your lifestyle and in your life. Larry Jacobs can help. Also on the show today, Judy Alvarez will be joining us. She's a PGA teaching professional, member of the LPGA, and she's written a book called Broken Tees and Mended Hearts. It's a heartwarming book, and it's got several tales and life's journeys serving wounded warriors and injured spirits, and how golf helps people heal both physically as well as mentally from some of the things that life can throw at them through the course of living. Judy Alvarez, the book is called Broken Tees and Mended Hearts. It puts a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye, and she'll be joining us today on Tee to Green.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
And I did want to mention that we'll also talk Tour Championship and Solheim Cup Golf on Tee to Green today. Don't forget to visit our website, teetogreenradio.com. Check us out on Facebook while you're at it, too. Jay and Jerry are going to tee it up next with Judy Alvarez as we continue around the world on the American Forces Network and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication? Heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then you need to try Blue Goo, a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically by a lab based in Los Angeles for the treatment of arthritis, bursitis, tendinitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical in Los Angeles, California, recommends Blue Goo for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before surgery. Let Blue Goo be the last pain relief product you ever use. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. That's 1-888-330-0123. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping and handling costs. So why wait? Don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-888-330-0123 now or visit us online at www.dothegoo.com.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You could win big with Wolverine's Backyard Bonanza Sweepstakes. I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. If you're like me, you love being outdoors. Now is your chance to win the ultimate backyard. I'm talking about a stainless gas grill, fire pit, furniture, the works. Enter for a chance to win now at Wolverine.com. The Wolverine Backyard Bonanza.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents in the 50 United States and D.C. 18 or older with a valid email address. Visit Wolverine.com by November 30th, 2011 for official rules, prize details, and instructions to enter. Void where prohibited.
We are live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You can link to that through our website, tgreenradio.com. It's the Golf Show. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff live from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, each and every Sunday morning. Great to have you with us this morning as we talk a little golf. We'll talk Solheim Cup. They're playing for $10 million down in Atlanta, the final day of the Tour Championship as the regular professional golf season winds down. But, Jerry, the weather cooperating, Mother Nature cooperating around most parts of the country these days. Folks able to get some good late summer, early fall rounds in, too.
Right, and when we get to that on-tour segment, I am not going to come up with the various possibilities of who will win the FedEx Cup. Last year it was a little easier when Furyk was up among the leaders, and then he ended up winning everything. This year there's too many options. For people that are wondering, the Solheim Cup is underway. They were in a rain delay. They have started playing again a few minutes ago. Europe has 2 points on the board. They currently have a 10-8 lead now.
There's some drama. There's some controversy there. One of the America's top players not playing today because of an injury, and that automatically gave 1 point to the European team right there. And there's a lot of controversy about how all that came about, a lot of questions being asked about the U.S. team today. Can they rally despite losing one of their top players for the singles matches today? We'll talk about all that later in the hour, but we're happy to have with us, joining us right now, I told you at the open of the show, she's a member of the PGA. She's an LPGA professional, and now she's an author. She's written a book called Broken Tees and Mended Hearts, A Life's Journey Serving Wounded Warriors and Injured Spirits. It's a great read. It's only about 100 pages long, and if you can read this book and not get choked up and not get a feeling of just what golf can mean to certain people who are battling through injuries and disabilities and mental and physical handicaps, then you have no heart. The book is, again, called Broken Tees and Mended Hearts. We're happy to have with us Judy Alvarez on Tee to Green this morning. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
We are terrific. You know, I picked up your book. I got it yesterday in the mail. And I opened it up, and I saw a message from Dennis Walters, a guy that we are friends with. We had him on the show a couple of years back. Then there was a message from Major Dan Rooney, our good buddy behind the Patriot Golf Day. I opened it up a little bit further, and there was Greg Jones, formerly from the Disabled American Veterans, another buddy of ours. And I kept looking through it going, I know these people. I know some of these people. And I'm glad that somebody was able to get all these people together and do something that get them together and do something that will help other people, because that's what they're all about.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't know that you knew Greg Jones, but I guess if I put it together, you're in Colorado, and he was based out of Denver, and he is truly one of my inspirations way back when, and I miss him a lot. So
yeah, we go back many, many years with Greg Jones on this show, that's for sure. So let's talk about you and your background a little bit. You start out as a golf pro, but now here you're an author writing about all these people that are battling injuries and disabilities. How did all that happen?
I was the head pro at a county-owned course in Boca Raton, Florida, years ago. Took over the business on a Monday. And in the back of my mind, Jay, there was this class on Saturday that I knew I had to teach for people with disabilities. And I'll tell you, I didn't know what to expect, and I certainly didn't know what to do, and I was kind of afraid. So I dug in, and after the class was over, they all gave me a pat on the back, and I said, they said I did a good job. So I thought that that's pretty cool. But I realized I wasn't too sure of how to handle swings that were just somebody just using like one arm or from a seated position or spasticity issues. So I kind of searched around, and that's how I was introduced to Greg Jones. He invited me to Colorado to play in their golf tournament, pairing people with and without disabilities together, and really the rest is history. Because, can you hear me?
Yeah, you faded out a little bit. We can hear you, though. So okay. how do you do those things, or do you treat these people with the disabilities and the handicaps, whether they be mental or physical, pretty much as you would any other golfer, or is it completely different?
Yeah, and Jay, that's a great question. The most important thing to remember is that they're a person first, they're a human being first, and we're just going to show them how to play the game of golf, and we'll work around their injury or their limitation. And they appreciate that, and that's really how life should be.
Sure. And I imagine they don't want to be treated any differently, do they?
No, not at all. Listen, they're just looking for someone to help them, just like an able-bodied person who comes through the door, and they want to learn how to do it either a different way or modify it since they've had an injury, or teach them how to do it for the first time. And if you understand your ball flight laws and your principles as a PGA or LPGA teacher, you get it made.
So, Judy, did you find then, or have you found that basically a lot of the core movements that these people need to go through to play golf somewhat successfully are similar, to an able-bodied person with maybe just some slight variations here and there?
Yes. Take, for example, if we are working with someone that, say, lost a leg, and their choice is to work with or without their prosthetic. So balance would be an issue for them, just like for someone that has two legs. But you think about it, if you only have one leg, that's all you're swinging on, you better have good balance. And you're probably going to be a better ball striker because you have to pay attention to something that's really important in the golf swing, which is balance. And most people are swaying, sliding, rolling off their feet, doing reverse pivots, and then they don't hit the ball flush. And if you've ever seen somebody on one leg hit a ball, you totally respect balance.
Judy Alvarez is our guest, LPGA professional. Her book is called Broken Tees and Mended Hearts, A Life's Journey Serving Wounded Warriors and Injured Spirits. It's a great read, and we'll tell you a little bit how you can get a copy. We'll tell you in just a little bit how you can get a copy, or you can get a copy for someone that you want to be touched and moved by this book, as we all have been. Judy, is this kind of the area where your life is headed now, or are you still doing some of the teaching and some of the LPGA work that you'd been doing?
This is a part of life. Yeah, I'm still working at a club teaching Mariners. I'm still training for the PGA on their faculty. And with Penn State and the Military Golf Association, we just came out with an adaptive golf program. It's a two-day program, and we're teaching others how to teach the game of golf to people with injuries, which is really exciting. We did our first program in Pittsburgh 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had 11 participants and spent 2 days talking to them about ADA and accessibility, modified swings, adaptive equipment. We did a lot of hands-on. So that was a real eye-opener, and glad that we're doing more of those.
Is that what you were doing at Penn State recently, too?
Last week when I was in Penn State, I was attending a Department of Defense program called Inclusive Recreation for Wounded Warriors. And Penn State's got an awesome 4-day program for recreational managers that are at different installations throughout the country. And we're showing them how to work with the vets coming back that are encountering TBI, traumatic brain injury, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, spinal cord injury, amputation, ADA, and how to make your place more accessible, how to be more inclusive. Inclusive is a big thing these days, Jay.
Yeah, it sure is. So how many of these vets that are coming back had played golf before or had never played golf before? Do you have a breakdown there?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know if anybody's done a number on that. There's been about six 1,000 vets injured since the war started, and there's about 2,200 to 2,300 vets with amputation issues. Many, many, many more, unfortunately, with TBI and post-traumatic stress or post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, we have a lot of people coming back that are just hurt. We have advanced technology with the Humvees better protected, their Kevlar vests and helmets, and we're protecting the vital organs, but unfortunately a lot of them are coming back missing arms and legs, and they're going to either go back into their offices or the front line, or they're going to be transitioned back home, and they're going to need someone like us to help them.
Yeah. Judy, I want to get more into the veterans and the wounded warriors aspect. We'll talk about the whole spectrum, but I want to focus a little bit on that. But we're going into a break right now. Stay with us, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side, okay? Judy.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about how to draw your driver. Everybody asks me about how they can hit a slight hook with it instead of hitting that slice or fade. How we teach it is that when you are set up to the ball, face the club face toward 11 o'clock, and you want to swing out toward 1 o'clock. Again, hood the face a little bit toward 11 o'clock, and on your downswing, you're going to swing out towards 1. You will be amazed how your body has a reference for how far to swing out, how long to stick with the follow-through in order to achieve just the exact amount of draw that you're looking for. Keep in mind, the shaft is the most important advancement in the history of the golf game. So make sure that you're fitted perfectly with your shaft, because if you have too stiff a shaft, I don't care how much we teach you how to draw, you will not be able to. Keep that in mind.
For more on how to hit that draw, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. America's longest-running network radio golf show. You found it. TD Green, Jay and Jerry live every Sunday from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Coming up later in the hour, Larry Jacobs will be here, weight loss coach Larry Jacobs. He's worked with the tour players Fred Funk, Alan Doyle, and he's even worked with a couple of NBC golf announcers, Dottie Pepper and Roger Maltby, and he can work with you too, and he'll tell you how and what. A little bit later in the hour when Larry Jacobs joins us today on Tee to Green. As we continue right now with Judy Alvarez, LPGA professional, member of the PGA of America, and she's also turned author. She's written a book called Broken Tees and Mended Hearts, A Life's Journey Serving Wounded Warriors and Injured Spirits. And Judy, another one of those wounded warriors. Major Ed Polito's in your book, too. And we know Ed. We've had Ed on the show before as well, talking about Patriot Golf Day. So Jerry and I looked through the book, and we're just, it's kind of like old home with you.
Brian Whitcomb, we've had him on the show. You're just populated with all the friends of ours here.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of people that have crossed my path over the years that wanted to give back, and I thought their stories were most worthy of sharing, and it's quite...
Hello, Judy?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you broke up a little bit on us. I wanted to ask you before you touched on this a little bit before the break, as far as the wounded warriors go, advances in surgery and medicine and advances in technology, a lot of these guys who previously in combat were wounded and eventually died or fatally wounded, they're... Because of the advances, and because it is 2011 and not World War II anymore, they're able to come back, but they're not totally whole when they come back. And so they're looking for ways to continue living and maintain a quality of life. And for many of them, golf is the answer, is it not?
Yes, and out of fairness to all sports, let's just say sport across the board would be absolutely. We're finding that the faster and the sooner that we can get someone injured out of a rehab center and into an outdoor environment, getting active, whether or not it's sporting, skiing, water skiing, horseback riding, anything like that, it's not only building their self-esteem and their self-confidence, but it's helping them physically get back into shape. And it's letting them know that, you know what, I can do this, because you go through a severe depression. I personally haven't experienced, I haven't been hurt, so I really can't say, but I've witnessed it enough to see that if we can get them out there sooner and there's programs provided and the community embraces people that have been hurt into their facilities, it's amazing how you can help change lives just by swinging a piece of metal back and forth and advancing a little ball.
So I guess what years ago was just working with people with injuries and disabilities and handicaps has now taken on a whole new other area with all of these wounded warriors, has it not?
Yes, there's been a striking increase of numbers of participants because of, you know, current combat theater in Iraq and Afghan. And, it's sad to say that in a positive way, though, that we invite many of the vets from previous combat theaters to come and join us as well. And a lot of them are already out there. And it's interesting, Jay, that some of them are actually mentors to the new kids on the block, so to speak.
Judy, have you found that as you've worked with people or heard some of these stories, and Jay mentioned something about the advancements in just prosthetics alone, for example, that some of these players or people that have maybe been injured for longer have been able to improve their golf game even, or tennis or whatever it may be, because of the advancements in prosthetics and stuff? Do they tie together a lot? Are you finding that?
Yes. A lot of it has to do with insurance and like the VA and workers' comp will pay for a lot of these very sophisticated prosthetics and maybe multiple ones for different sports because it's sports related. You can have the blade for running. You can have a ball and socket or a more sophisticated turning ratio. With some of these prosthetics for our sport, or there could be a leg for just walking or skiing. And a lot of the vets from the previous wars may have the older models, and if we can get the newer ones in their hands, in their legs, I should say, that would be awesome. But I'll tell you, they're not cheap. They could be from $40,000 to $102,000.
Judy Alvarez, our guest. Judy, the book Broken Tees and Mended Hearts, you give many examples and you tell the stories of some of these people. We don't want to give the book away because we want people to pick it up and read it, but if you could pick out one story that you could share with our listeners right now, maybe one that comes to mind off the top of your head.
Oh, boy, that's a tough question. I guess I would say Herb and Sue, who have become dear friends of mine. It was called Friendship and Freedom on the Links. He was paralyzed through an incident, staph infection, and he thought that things were going to come to an end. We introduced him to a single rider golf cart from Flat Clubs, and you should see the smile on this guy's face. And him and his wife are now playing golf on a little par 3, and life couldn't be any better. I mean, it's just rewarding, and the best part is, we become lifetime friends, and I love them to death.
Where is golf? When you look at the other side, obviously you've got the people with disabilities and the wounded warriors on one side. Then you have golf on the other side. Does golf have some catching up to do in order to be where they should be to accommodate these other people?
I think that we're making large strides in our industry, and I think more and more people are embracing it. And I think we've come a long way, and I don't think you can ever open up your door enough to invite anybody that like to play the golf, whether or not they're standing or sitting on one leg or two legs with one arm or two arms, can or can't say.
Judy, when you were compiling this book, I mean, you've got a number of stories of various, how did you learn of some of these people once you got going with this idea? Obviously, you got a lot of help from other people telling you, hey, you should talk to these people. Is that kind of how it went?
Everybody that's in the book are students of mine, either currently or in the past, as far back as 20 years ago. It took 3 years part-time to write the book, and I became like a little FBI agent trying to track down some people because I had lost touch with them and wanted to make sure I got my facts right and wanted to touch base with them again. All those people, unfortunately, it's sad to say, like Greg Jones, three people have passed away since I had come in touch with them. So it's really exciting to have their families embrace the book, and it's extra special to know that their family members were part of something so neat.
It's been an interesting life journey for you, Judy. Where do you go next after writing the book? Is there another book down the road, maybe?
Oh, boy. Now, isn't that an interesting question? Would I write another book? Yes. I have a mission and a plan and a vision of what I want to do to complete this project first. So let me do that first, and then I'm going to come out with another one, sure.
Sure. What do you want people that pick up the book and read it, what do you want them to take from the book?
That anybody can do anything they want, and don't let anything hold you back. And the only thing that is holding you back is what's between your ears. And I think the neatest part is when people have read the book, Jay, since it's been out, that do not play the game of golf, they realize that there is really something special about our sport, and you don't have to be a golfer to appreciate what the message is in the book. And I think, I don't know that that was what was planned, but that's exciting to hear.
And Judy, how can people get a copy of the book?
They can go to my website, www.judyalvarez.com, JudyAlvarez.com.
Okay, Judy Alvarez. The book was also written by Bob Denny. We should give him credit, too. Broken Tees,
yes.
And Mended Hearts, A Life's Journey Serving Wounded Warriors and Injured Spirits. JudyAlvarez.com for more. Judy, thank you so much. Great book. Thank you so much for writing it and for being with us today on Tee to Green.
Thank you, Jay. I hope to tee it up with you one day, and I appreciate it.
Oh, that'd be great. We'll get you out here to Colorado again for sure.
Sooner than later.
Stand by. Coming up, Larry Jacobs as Tee to Green continues on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Remember this name, SleepMax PM. Sleep deprivation in America is becoming a major killer, leading to a breakdown of the immune system. It also leads to bad judgment and accidents. Over-the-counter remedies can become addictive or cause increased drowsiness or headaches the next day. SleepMax PM is 100% safe and effective. It contains no drugs. If you want to wake up feeling refreshed, use SleepMax PM, nature's nighttime sleep aid. Available at all Walgreens stores and at sleepmaxpm.com.
Looking for a better sex life? Find it at adultfriendfinder.com/radio, the world's largest and sexiest casual dating site with millions of members worldwide. Sensual singles and swingers in your area are looking for fun. Don't make them wait. View millions of sexy member photos, upload your own, chat live, or even video chat for a more interactive experience. Go to adultfriendfinder.com/radio today. More members, more action.
Membership subject to Adult Friend Finder's terms abuse.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1-2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of self-esteem. The good news, Axis Labs is now conducting a research survey on increasing testosterone levels. Participants in a human clinical study using the same method saw an increase in testosterone of 60% naturally, with results in as little as 3 days. This research survey requires no travel and very little time. Your feedback is confidential and collected electronically. During this 30-day research survey, Axis Labs will provide you everything you need for free. Space is limited, so call now, 800-889-6262. That's 800-889-6262. 800-889-6262.
If you trade the markets, you know what a grind it can be. And winning trades can be as elusive as, well, a smile on a traffic cop. However, with the simple act of reading One Shot, One Kill Trading by John Netto, you can literally change your trading life forever. And it's available now at Amazon.com. For many struggling traders, getting on the right side of a trade straight out of the gate is what's missing in their trading efforts. And to succeed, you must change that habit. Become a successful trader by having a one-shot, one-kill plan of attack that delivers consistent results you can literally bank on. Go online right now to Amazon.com and make an investment in yourself. Read a truly great book for people who want to trade better. Masterfully written and easy to digest, One Shot, One Kill Trading is a must-read. John often says, when your desire to improve is equaled only by your passion to succeed, you will not fail. Check out One Shot, One Kill Trading, available at Amazon.com today.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today I want to talk to you about the bump and run. There's a couple ways you can pull this off. And this shot is for 10 to 15 feet off the green. A few things you want to be able to do with this in order to maximize your ability to hit the ball on the face of the club. I am more interested in how it comes off the face of the club than I am even accuracy, because if you can hit it on the face, you can be successful with this shot. One is you got to play it back, further off your back foot than you think. Two is hands forward, covering your left knee. That's the barometer we use. Three is you got to lean towards the green. And lastly, you've got to finish low, because you want a low ball flight with this. However you finish is going to mirror the ball flight. So you want to finish low. Make sure that the ball is played a little further back off your back foot than you're normally comfortable with, and stick with this shot. I promise you the ball will react the way you want it to with just a little practice.
For more on getting it up and down, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
It's the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, going to do something for golfers right now. In fact, did you know that 7 out of 10 golfers are either overweight or obese, and the other 3 aren't exactly, Jerry, in the best of shape either? I know this doesn't apply to you.
No.
And there's a whole group of baby boomers and seniors who are headed down the back nine of life, when excess weight and the poor health that comes with it might detract from their play and make the game a little less enjoyable. Well, we've got a guy on that's going to help us out in that area right now. Larry Jacobs founded the Thin for Life program back in 1983, and he created the Weight Loss for Golfers program, too. Fred Funk, Roger Maltby, Dottie Pepper, some of the people he's been able to help out, and Larry Jacobs is joining us right now here on Tee to Green. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Jay. Good to be with you.
Great to have you with us. You have a seminar. Before we get into things, you have a seminar coming up this week, do you not? A teleseminar?
I do. That's right. Actually, we have a Weight Loss for Golfers teleseminar coming up on Wednesday, September 28th. And your golfers can go to thingolfer.com, get lots of free information on it. That's thin, T-H-I-N, golfer.com.
So you started out just as a general, working with the general weight loss population. How did you gravitate to golf?
Well, I'm myself a mad dog golfer. I've been playing for over 50 years. I'm going to be 60 next month. And I'm a 4 handicap, and I'm a Special Olympics golf coach. So, you know, if you could see me now, I've got my TV on in the background with no sound, with the Jim Hardy DVDs, you know, swing of the week for me. I'm just golf, 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 and I've been doing weight loss for the general public for the last, 28 years, the first 24 years for the general public. And 4 years ago, I just decided to merge my passion for golf with something that I'm actually better at, which is helping people with big bellies get smaller, get healthier, fix their labs, and ultimately eat more, have fun, play better golf. And I'm all about the baby boomers and the seniors that you mentioned before. You know, we all love this great game of golf. Why not be able to play it for a lot longer and be a lot healthier and have a lot more fun doing it? Larry, I think when you say eat more, and sometimes some of the diets that work into that, people go for that. One of the things that you do, it's kind of fun when you talk about the golf thing, is you break up the day into a front nine and a back nine. The front nine goes up until lunch, and then from that point, give us a couple of parts of that, if you would, a little bit.
Sure. No, that's, and the golfers love that. I mean, rather than talk about some insurmountable climb up Mount Everest that no one's ever going to get up and eventually give up, we make it simply like the game of golf. I mean, you can make birdies and pars and bogeys and others throughout the day, and yet, unlike golf, this is actually a game you can win by shooting par, under par, a little over par, just about every day of your life. All you need is the right mindset and the right blueprint, but basically from the time you wake up till lunch is the front nine, And an example would be if you got your physical activity in during the front nine, depending on what kind of workout you had, that could be as that could be given a value of par or birdie or even better, depending on what kind of workout you had. If you've got, if you were eating clean in the morning and following the program and getting plenty to eat, and you got to lunchtime and all was well, you could be under par by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now let's go the other way. Let's just say that a little further down the day on the back nine, things are going well, but maybe something happened at work or you didn't plan things right or timing is wrong and you stopped in and you did something food-wise that maybe wasn't so correct. That might be a bogey or a double, but you've got the rest of your round to recover your round, and that's why you can really shoot right around par just about every single day.
I like it. Larry Jacobs with his fitness coach, and his program is called Weight Loss for Golfers. Larry, I know there's some people out there listening right now who are like, oh, another one of these guys. I've tried this 100 times. It hasn't worked. What do you say or what do you do for those people?
Well, a couple of things. You know, give them a little tough love and say, well, if you're not going to do anything, what are you going to do? I mean, if you're going to stay the way you are now, and by that I mean, and we'll just do a stereotypical individual on my program, you might be a baby boomer, or a young senior, or an old senior. Your labs may be bad. You may be on three or four meds. You're probably on a belt loop you're not happy with. Probably looking in the mirror is not too fun of a thing to do every day. So what you need to do, first of all, eating clean is about getting plenty of food to eat. And, I mean, I make an incredibly strong promise to my golfers. I can show any golfer how to go from a fat storer to a fat burner in 2 weeks or less without dieting, without counting calories, without starving, guaranteed. Now, if I'm going to make that kind of promise and guarantee it with a money-back guarantee, then I better be able to fulfill on my promise. And the way I'm able to do that is I teach my teleseminar participants, number one, how to eat clean. Number two, that they're simple arithmetic. 1 + 1 = 0. 1 + 1 = 0. Excuse me, 1 + 0 = 1. 1 + 0 = 1. And 1 + 1 = 4. Well, what does that mean? It means if you're thinking that you can just do this with food alone, you're mistaken. Yes, you can get a result by learning how to eat better and not diet and diet your metabolism into oblivion. If you learn how to eat clean, you will make a nice dent in what is going on with you. But that's like 1 + 0 = 1. If, in fact, you think that you can do it with exercise and physical activity alone, that would be another example of 1 + 0 = 1. You would make some impact in your overall status, your health, your weight, your size, but not near what you would want. But when you combine the method of eating clean that I teach with the methods of physical activity that are very simple and doable by just about anyone, then all of a sudden 1 + 1 becomes 4, and you get a multiplier effect, and that's how I can keep that promise, because I know that those who actually do that will get that result.
So what do you mean, Larry, by eating clean? Most people probably think it just means you wash your food, but I think it goes beyond that, doesn't it?
That's a great question, and I like to use an analogy with your car. And by the way, think about it. Most of us take better cares of our cars and our golf clubs than we do our body, but that's not what I mean by eating clean. But, you know, but we wouldn't get on the road without good steering, good brakes, a good battery, good windshield wipers, etc. So think about it. Most of us are headed down the highway with a lot of broken parts. Eating clean, the analogy I like to use is this. Let's say that you and I were pulling into our neighborhood gas station for the last 6 months, and we saw a sign up that said, gee, I'm sorry, Mr. Customer, we have had a leak in our underground tank for the last 6 months, and there's been a little water and seepage and sand and sludge that's been seeping into the gas that you've been pumping into your tank the last 6 months. Well, if that were the case, you might imagine that your car, you know, might run okay, but a little herky-jerky, some hiccups, and at least not as optimally as it could. So in repayment for that little mistake, the owner posts another sign, and he says, listen, to pay you back for all your trouble, we have contracted with the Air Force Base down the road, and they are now delivering jet fuel to our gas tank. And we're going to allow you to pump jet fuel into your tank for the next 6 months and burn all that sludge right out. Well, it doesn't take any 6 months. The analogy is, you know, filling your gas tank with sludge and sand and water is similar to the way most people currently eat. They're not eating very clean. They're eating what's in front of them or what they like, or they're not thinking as much about it, or they just mainly they just don't know how. They've just been told, eat less, exercise more. That will get you nowhere because eating less is not good for you. We are not like bank accounts where you make deposits and withdrawals and everything just equals out. It just doesn't work that way. And all calories are not created equal. And on my program, we don't even count them. But the point is that our bodies are like the car that's herky-jerky using the bad gas. All of a sudden, on the first 2 weeks of my program, when you're just pumping jet fuel, meaning eating clean foods recommended on the program, then all of a sudden you'll notice that your engine is starting to, you know, maybe a hiccup or two as you're burning out the old sludge in the first day or two. And then by the third, fourth, fifth day, all of a sudden you're just running. Your car is running. Your body is running on that jet fuel. And you might imagine that your car engine would start humming and purring. And very similarly, that's what happens with your body. And it's amazing what you can accomplish in just 2 weeks or less by using such high-tech tools as a knife, a fork, a pair of sneakers, a good blueprint, a great mindset, and hopefully a good coach on this end.
Larry, real quick, we've just got a minute and a half or so. We've seen a lot increase in America in young kids and teenagers being overweight, you know, same situation. Can your program apply to someone younger like that also?
It definitely applies to everyone. I mean, the evidence is in. I mean, the fact is, overweight or not, senior, baby boomer or young, the foods you eat have a lasting impact on virtually every aspect of your health. And we now know that the majority of illness and chronic diseases, you know, so prevalent in our country are largely preventable and in some cases fully reversible simply by eating certain foods and actually avoiding others. And like I said, I call it eating clean. And when you add the physical activity factor to it, you just get that multiplier effect. And it works for people of all ages.
Larry, seminar this Wednesday, the 28th. Give us the website again.
Yes, that's thingolfer.com, thingolfer.com.
All right, Larry Jacobs. Larry, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the seminar. Appreciate you being on Tee to Green today.
Enjoyed it, gentlemen.
Larry Jacobs on Tee to Green. Up next, Jerry takes us on tour.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come.
Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now, toll free, 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
It's the fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. You found it. Tita Green continues from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Gary Butenhoff, and Jerry is here to take us on tour.
Some interesting stuff going on at the Solheim Cup. You alluded to it at the top of the show, Jay. Christy Kerr withdrew this morning from her singles match. Karen Stupple's got a freebie. Kerr's been having and dealing with a bad wrist injury. And the talk that about the controversy, she was one of only two people that Rosie Jones threw out there all four times in the first 2 days. And, well, maybe she should have held her out and dealt with that. She played well. She was 2-1-1. But, you know, so that gave the Europeans a freebie. And then Paula Creamer, who was also unbeaten, got whipped pretty good by Katrina Matthew first thing this morning. So the Europeans have a 10-8 lead. In an interesting match, Julie Ingstrasz and Laura Davies playing against each other. Just the fact that both of them still made the team. Davies has been on every Solheim Cup team, and she passed Annika Sorenstam for the most points ever yesterday. So congrats to her. So coverage going on the Golf Channel right now. They did have a weather delay, so there's still plenty of action going on. And the first groups are kind of finishing up right now, and there should be some more points on the board here pretty soon. Tour Championship in Atlanta. Every time I flicked over yesterday, there was a new leader. So that one's been pretty interesting to follow. Heading into the final round today, Aaron Baddeley and Hunter Mahan, -9. Baddeley with a 64 yesterday to sneak above a bunch of other people. They're two ahead of Jason Day and KJ Choi at -7. Haas and Donald at 6 under. Mickelson and Jakobsen at -5. So still wide open. Of those people, Donald is the only person in the top five of the standings coming in. So if he wins the FedEx Cup. Any other combination, who knows?
The book Broken Tees and Mended Hearts from Judy Alvarez, our first guest today, judyalvarez.com, for more information on that. And thanks to Larry Jacobs, too. Don't forget his seminar, thingolfers.com, the website to check that out. The seminar is this coming Wednesday. Thanks to Scott back at our studios. We had to go to Plan B because we had some phone line issues at the Broadmoor this morning, and he kept the bus from driving off the cliff. So thanks to Scott back at our studios in San Francisco. That's going to do it for Jerry. I'm Jay. Till next time, hit them long and hit them straight.